the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go, Blake Ruffino with us. Always top of hour two on Wednesdays. And Blake, let's just get to it. Let's not even try and push it back for impact. What's the latest on LSU and Tony Vitello?
Well, Bill, I'm passing by LSU right now, and I see a couple Frank's trucks sitting outside the AD's office. No, Bill, I'm just going to tell you, I think that I think we're coming to the end game now with LSU and Tony Vols. You know, look, there are some sourcing and some people inside of LSU who have at least told me that they have entertained Tim Corbin. I was told that Boosters have told Scott Woodward they would entertain putting up the money. But, Bill, at the end of the day, when I put my head on the pillow, I just don't see it. So now that we're at the end of this, I think that Tony Vitello right now, currently, after all of these, you know, I know we talked last week about Mike Bianco, and as the sport of college baseball continues to grow, you know, it's getting a lot of traction. But as we said last week, I never heard from anybody else who Mike Bianco was going to be the guy. Bill, I do hear a little bit that it could be, we could have an announcement on Tony Vols either way within the next couple of days. But, Bill, LSU's not going to back down on this one. You know, Ben Mintz at Barstool Sports has been big at growing this game, and he's a Northern Louisiana guy. I've tried to tell people this. College baseball in the state here is a really big deal. They want to go after their guy. If Tony Vols is going to be that guy, Bill, I don't see them backing down on this one as LSU has done in the past.
Back to Mike Bianco. And I know this is the PR 101 trick to the game. They did interview him. There were discussions, but where did that go? And was he actually ever offered the job?
Yeah, Bill, there was a lot of reporting here locally that he was number one, offered the job early last week around Tuesday and Wednesday. Then he was going to accept the job Thursday or Friday. Bill, we confirmed and reported that he met with Scott Woodward on Thursday, but, Bill, he was never offered. There is some highly emotional former players under Skip Bergman that wanted him to be the head coach, Ty Walker, who showed and said that he was even one of them, so I'm not calling him out. He legitimately said that. But, Bill, they never offered him. Cliff Godwin also was interviewed by Scott Woodward on that same day. And the way that Scott Woodward has interviewed and done things in the past, that should have shown to be the kiss of death that neither one of those guys, and maybe Cliff Godwin could still be out there if LSU falls down that list that far. But, Bill, they never really were going to take either one of those two guys. Tony Vols, regardless of what we say, has been the same amount of College World Series as Mike Bianco in 21 years. So I think that LSU and the fan base wants to get younger. And look, we would never have entertained this, Bill. And I was going to bat on this one, pun intended. If Mike Bianco never won an LSU jersey, nobody in the state of Louisiana would want him to be the next head coach. The simple fact that he did wear that jersey is the reason that they wanted him, and they threw the resume out. Now, some people didn't, and I still think he's a really, really good coach. But, Bill, he's kind of not been in that upper echelon of where LSU fans want their baseball coach to be. So there was some bad reporting on that one, but I can tell you we confirmed that Mike Bianco was never offered the job.
Blake Ruffino with us. I guess I'll go back to Tony Vols here. And by the way, who got kicked out of the, I walked out of the room. Was that the pitching coach that got kicked out yesterday in the Tennessee-Texas game?
It was, Bill. And let me just say this very quickly. That was some Bush League stuff. I mean, he bangs his binder after the third walk of the inning. Yes, he's going to be upset. You don't know what the guy's mind – you can't read the guy's mind. Bill, that game in Tennessee-Texas on both sides, the umpires fumbled that one. They were horrendous. But, yes, it was the pitching coach. And look, that's, the culture, so to speak, that some don't like about Tony Vols. But we're in a new age of baseball. You want baseball to be entertaining? They showed you entertaining baseball. But, Bill, that was Bush League yesterday. And so what, he banged a binder. You mean to tell me – now, look, I grew up in a household with a head baseball coach. You mean to tell me that a third base umpire ran across the diamond to throw a pitching coach out because he banged a binder on the top of the bleachers or top of the railing? Get out of here with that, Bill. God forbid Nick Saban, you know, God forbid that guy be around Nick Saban in football when they make a bad call. God bless his soul. But that was Bush League, in my opinion, Bill.
It was like he was waiting to make that call, waiting to kick. Yeah, it and again, I walked out of the room, then I came in and I was watching the replay of it, and yeah, it was, but my point, I guess, where I was trying to go is, other than confirming who that was that got kicked out, Vitello, I think one thing that people are attracted to is this guy, not always, but in games, this guy can get really fiery, and his staff is the same way, and I think some people like that. They like a guy that's going to go to bat for his people.
Bill, I love it, and really it's what I'm attracted to about Tony Vitello the most. Bill, he's a great recruiter. You know, he brought Ben Attendee to Arkansas, and look, I talked to some Arkansas people last night, and they told me that they're not cool with Tony Vitello if he goes to LSU because of the recruiting aspect. But he does bring that fire. And, Bill, like, is he not supposed to argue catcher's interference? Like, okay, well, he didn't make contact. I get that. And there wasn't contact on the interference. But when a batter's leaning across the plate, okay, and he's trying to throw a guy out at second, okay, he's going to come and question if it's catcher interference. He has the right to make the argue on that call. What rule does it say that he can't argue a bad call? And, Bill, the strike zone yesterday was really bad in that game. And look, I do think that Tennessee, with all due respect, I thought they had some really good talent. I thought that they went above where I thought that they would go. I thought that they could get to a super regional and maybe push for a World Series run. But, Bill, look, the energy that they played with I thought was fantastic. And I think that the Tony Vitello culture – and the energy that he would bring in Baton Rouge, of all places, Bill, it could get really turned up here. Now, I do hear that he has, you know, I know that there's people saying in Knoxville that he hasn't talked, or his representation has not talked with LSU. Bill, that's not what people in Baton Rouge are saying. He has said that he would want some upgrades at Alex Box. If he's able to do that, Bill, he'll be a legend. I think with the culture of Louisiana and the way that people do things, he would be okay with that.
Let that train hit you.
Yeah, Bill, we're in Louisiana. I mean, come on. I mean, they're 2-2, and because I'm on the, you know, welcome to back. Hey, well, they're blowing at the Brinks truck, Bill. I mean, they got 20 of them now here at the AD's office that I'm looking at.
Now, here's a question. I don't know if I've ever had this question before, but Rod, who lives over in the Houston area, but he's a big Buckeye fan, but his daughter, and Rod, my apologies, signed with an SEC school in swimming. And here's his question. He says, ask Blake, what he's hearing about the swimming opening at LSU. Do you hear anything about that? Is there a swimming opening?
Bill, I'm not trying to be rude. I have no idea.
That's what I figured. I didn't even know they had a swimming team, so I can't help you there.
Bill, I had no idea either. I mean, look, we've been so focused on this coaching search, and I haven't had a lot of time to do anything else. But no, Bill, I have to tell Rod, I had no idea.
That is not my area of expertise either. So I probably wouldn't be. I couldn't tell you who the swimming coach is at any school in America, frankly.
I couldn't tell you either, Bill. I didn't even know that we had a swim team, if we're being honest. I mean, look, track and field, I mean, that's the only other thing outside of everything because of the fact that LSU's winning the Natties in track and field. But that's the only other sport outside the Big Three. But, Bill, I'm going to tell you, I do think, you know, college baseball in this, of the smaller, I'd say smaller sports, it really is taking off. I mean, there is a culture change I feel going on in college baseball,
and I love to see it.
I think, you know, Bill, we've had entire shows. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Bill, entire shows, and it's not necessarily me wanting to talk about it point by point. But Bill, I don't have a choice when people are coming in Twitter, people coming in the comments, they want to talk about it. So I really enjoy that, and it's good. Because now when the College World Series overs, we get to look into football. It's really good to have this in June and late June, going into football in a couple of months.
Blake Ruffino is with us. Tell everybody how they can get all your shows, your content.
Bill, I appreciate it. Well, look, I think we'll have some news here within the next 24 to 36 hours. So stay tuned for that. AYS Sports across the board, Twitter, YouTube. I appreciate everybody who subscribed and got us over the 1,000 to get us monetized. And Bill, as always, I always appreciate you having us on Wednesdays.
We'll see you soon, sir. Appreciate it.
Good talking, Bill. Have a good day.
Mr. Blake Ruffino. So I wasn't expecting any type of breaking news on Tony Vols at all. But there is a tug of war of some sort happening. Now, again, I don't know on what level. I don't. I really don't. And anything that were to happen here would not be a surprise. If he goes to LSU, he goes to the Mecca, not a surprise. If he stays back after all he's built, I don't think that would be a surprise. Either way, I don't think we're looking at a shocking revelation. Now, if you're smart and you're Tennessee, you got to remember now, you're in it to win it, supposedly, right? May not look like it much with Tennessee sports, but you're in it to win it. You got to pay the guy. Period. Now, is that all he wants? I don't know what all the demands are. I really don't. But facilities, I'm sure that would be a big part of it because the Tennessee facilities are not where they need to be. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're still working this terrible crash that happened earlier this morning here in Wilson County. It's 40 westbound at the Mount Juliet exit. They're saying one person was killed in this crash. So now they're going to have to inspect the bridge throughout the day because that 18-wheeler collided with the bridge. They're on 40 westbound in Mount Juliet. Traffic is just terrible over there in that part of Wilson County right now. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Napa Know How.
Celebrate Dad all month at Napa with the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. To a regular person, that might seem like an excessive number of screwdrivers. But to Dad, that's just being prepared. Upper map in case the GPS goes rogue. That's the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/21.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
All right, we are clear. I mean, scot-free. Clear the rest of the way. Guesting is done. Good guesting. Guesting is finished up. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank hotline. We're broadcasting from the Strike and Spare Studios on this Wednesday edition. And we have plenty we can kick around today on the radio show. Ron of Buckeye in Texas had the question about the LSU swimming job. Says, Bill, the men's swim team actually has an Olympian this year. Every bit of information you're giving me is new to me. No, I'm sure it's a good pro. I don't know anything about it. Did I have any like country club swimmers? Growing up, all the kids would be on the country club swim team, right? That was kind of the popular thing. No, I was never involved. Never had an interest in it. I don't think any of my kids been on a country club swim. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. That's a thing, though. I don't know much about it, though. Swimming's fun. I've poured, I don't know how much money I've poured into swimming pools. When you talk about maintenance and you talk about keeping your pH level. pH level in our pool always was on the basic side. So I was always adding acid to keep the pH right. It's a labor of love. Yeah, having a boat and or a pool is a lot of money, y'all. I mean, now if it's a good one, let me put it that way. I haven't really had a ski boat many, many, many years ago, and the best day of my life was when that left the property. Get out of here. out. Don't come back. But no, a pool's a pretty cool thing. What I want, the next pool I want, though, is the jacuzzi attached to the pool, where you have both. I've not had that before. That's the next toy I'm looking for. Yeah, that's the next one. I've been holding off a couple of, I should have done it a year ago, and I didn't. Actually, you know what they said, and we'll get the call, but during the coronavirus and all that, pool companies were busier than ever because you couldn't go to your local, whether you were in a neighborhood and you had a pool or country club, you couldn't go to those. So people were getting pools installed more so. Apparently they were backlogged more than ever during that period of time. Yeah, they were hitting it hard during that period of time. Kevin in Mule Town, welcome in, sir.
Man, Bill, it is beautiful this morning in Middle Tennessee. I'm driving by Arrington Vineyards right now. Gosh, it's awesome. Have you been outside yet?
I have. I usually don't get outside until after the show. I've looked out a little bit, though. It looks good.
No humidity. It's awesome, man. Hey, a couple of bean counter stuff. Blake, let's start. The pitching coach did not get kicked out.
Who was it?
Volunteer coach, unpaid assistant. Frank Anderson is the pitching coach.
Oh, okay.
He did not get kicked out. So.
Okay.
So
the guy that banged his notes and his clipboard, that was not the pitching coach.
No, it's Coach Cavett. He's one of the unpaid volunteer coaches.
Okay.
You know, college baseball, they don't want to have the assistants. You got a certain limit, and some of them are volunteers.
Right.
So he was one of them. He got his money's worth. I know that.
Oh.
He went off. It was. And when the announcer first said it was Tony Vitello got kicked out, I said, what? But I tell you, the umpires, they were over the top yesterday on both sides. They warned both sides. I mean, they had a short fuse. And it was a third base coach, I mean, a third base umpire who come running out, you know, and kicked the guy out. It was pathetic. So, anyway, I find it hilarious that just last week, LSU fans were talking about how classless our coach was and our program was, and now they're wanting to pay him everything they got to get him.
That goes back from the regular season series up in Knoxville and all the social media chatter. Yeah, that is an irony. Now, what are you probably peruse all the websites more than I do. What are you hearing on this whole thing?
I'm hearing that LSU is, this is what I've heard, which is, you know, it could be anything, but, you know, I've been a member of VolQuest for 23 years, so I know Hubs and Austin Price and all them, and they do a good job. I mean, they do a hell of a job, and, you know, the rumor is that LSU is backing up the Brinks truck somewhere in the neighborhood around $2 million, and that Danny White is offering somewhere between $1.6 to $1.8 million. But you gotta remember, Louisiana has a state income tax and Tennessee doesn't. But then you also got to remember that, you know, Tennessee gave Coach Vitello his shot. And he remembers that. And he's building something special. They're going to give him the money. They're going to give him the resources to build the stadium, to upgrade the stadium facilities the way he wants it. If they're going to pay the coaches. So, I got a feeling they're going to do what it takes to keep him. And all this is just talk.
Now, I saw somewhere about a week ago that he was making, and I'm going to say only because we're talking about that world, in the 550 range. So they would be willing, if your numbers are correct, to triple plus his salary.
Oh, he's going to get paid. Yeah, it's going to be in the million and a half to, on up range. And the key thing, he really wants to take care of his assistants. I mean, and that Ken Anderson, the pitching coach, he's a veteran, been around for a while. He was on Augie's staff at Texas when they won a national championship. So he's key, you know. And but they're gonna upgrade. There's already been renderings I've seen of this stadium upgrade and all this talk about the downtown stadium. That Tennessee is not gonna play off campus. That's not gonna happen. I mean, that's just Cosby can talk all he wants and moan and cry all he wants, but that's not gonna happen. But he's gonna get what he wants. It's just with that LSU, like you know, that's the Alabama in football, you know, when it comes to baseball. So with that lure, but with that comes a lot of pressure, you know. So we'll see. But I, in my heart of hearts, he stays.
Kevin, stay in touch, sir.
All right, man. Enjoy this beautiful day, Bill. See you, man.
Appreciate it very much. Just Business down in Hoover, Alabama, Birmingham area. Hoover, beautiful part of that particular region. Says, Bill, today we depart on a Just Business Family U.S. Grand Driving Tour. It's been tempting to listen to the show the last few days, but now I have them recorded and will be glad. I was just able to resist when I'm listening on the road. I'll send photos and updates. Yeah, he's heading, best I recall, Just Business and family members are heading out west. They're driving out west, and I believe their destination is Colorado. So from the Birmingham area to the Rocky, the beautiful mountains of Colorado. I've been to Denver several times, but I've never done the whole Colorado tour thing, sightseeing tour thing. I've never done that. Here, it's beautiful. One of my buddies, former longtime college coach, lives out there. I believe his wife, who is a nurse, got transferred out there. And he's now in real estate, selling it out there, and apparently just loves it. Coach Eric Rowark is out there. And I see him. Matter of fact, he sent me a note the other day, but apparently just loves it. Absolutely loves it. Also from Just Business, he says, Bill, it seems Gator Dave has been kidnapped and is being tortured in some terrible prison in Mexico. And it's a picture of a mixed drink. Yeah, Gator Dave joins us on Tuesdays, told me prior that he could not be with us yesterday because they're going and they are in Jamaica. And yeah, it's some kind of drink I'm looking at he's holding. And there are three different colors in this drink. There's a reddish type, a dark reddish, almost reddish purple. There's a yellow and there's a green in this drink. I don't have any idea what that is. Yeah, I don't know. Alan in Tampa. Now, Alan's got some boats. Alan's got every toy, any toy that you've ever dreamed of having, Alan's got it. Alan in Tampa, Bill, two happiest days for a boat owner, the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Yeah, now for you guys, like I've said, you guys down in Florida, that's different. I mean, you're in paradise where if you're near the water, you got it. Well, you don't got it, but I'd probably have me some kind of watercraft if I live down where you or Jim and Jupiter are, or on the Emerald Coast. A lot of those folks that we stay in contact with here on the show on the Emerald Coast, almost all of them have a boat. Matter of fact, Johnny Vegas takes people on tours. Part of his business down there. Larry, big Michigan fan over North Carolina. A picture said, Bill, here's my first pool. Getting lots of action here in North Carolina. Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, isn't it amazing? A pool can look absolutely beautiful. And it can also look absolutely disgusting. Particularly, let's say if you've had a bad storm or it's been wintertime, and you're just letting it sit. Yeah. To keep the pool clean for us was always a huge thing because out in the country, and there weren't any trees all that close. There were a few that I had taken out. But Yeah, it was always a big undertaking to keep. I spent so much money and time, and I by the way, I love pools. They're wonderful. Michelle, my wife, she grew up always wherever her parents moved, they always had a pool. Their last pool was beautiful. It was on the lake over at Hendersonville. Just a beautiful setting. So you had the pool, then you had the lake overlooking, and it was just gorgeous. Spent a lot of time out there too. Speaking of, you've heard me talk about Yipsy Terry, right? One of the all-time best callers. He works for ODOT. We haven't heard from him on the show now, meaning calling in the show in years. He's tweeted me some, Facebooked me, etc. Couple things about Yipsy Terry. One story he loved. Back in the SiriusXM days, we had all these big trees that had the big stickers. They call them the Bodoc trees, right? I mean, just they pop your tires when you're mowing. And I had probably 50 to 70 of these things. And through the years, I'd have them taken out. They're totally useless, okay? Only thing those are just for killing. And I would, that was Beelzebub's favorite tree. It had to be. Just an evil tree. And through the years, I had a ton of them taken out. They are so evil that you could take them out and even have a stump grinder. And a year later, you'd see the sprouts coming back up. I mean, I'm telling you, these things are crazy. And I don't know how many thousands and thousands of dollars I spent. Well, anyways, I don't remember how this happened, but this guy and his buddy came up wanting to know if they could do some tree work. Just out of the blue. And I thought, well, there's a few of these I've been meaning to get out. It's just a random time. And he threw a price out. I threw a price out. We came to agreement. It was like $2,000. And next thing I know, when he gets the job, about an hour later, up the driveway comes this guy, his buddy, couple of trucks, and literally about 15 family members who just got out, pulled out their lawn chairs, and assumed position right there in the yard while they were working. Kids playing. Kids running around. Kids crying. I think they even had a couple of dogs or something. They literally just moved everything onto the property and started working. It was I've never seen anything like it. Now, at that point, what am I supposed to do? I mean, you really don't want to be the bad guy and say, everybody get the hell out of here, right? This went on and on. This went on for a couple of days. I'm not kidding. And Yipsy Terry was listening. He thought that was maybe the funniest thing he'd ever heard in the world. I don't remember the end. Whatever they had to get done, they got done. But it wasn't pretty. It was not pretty. Anyways, we'll take the break. That was a lot. That was 15 years ago, probably. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're looking at a crash out here on Vietnam Vets westbound at Gallatin Pike. That's slowing down the traffic there coming through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets. Again, going westbound. Still out here with a terrible crash that happened earlier this morning on 40 westbound at the Mount Juliet exit. It looks, from the looks of it, they're going to be out here for quite a while on the scene of this wreck here in Wilson County. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music. Log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
My buddy James from Sir Speedy of Music City with us. I was a little away a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Napa Know-How.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 6/30/21.
Superior Painting and Remodeling is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Superior Painting and Remodeling. For the best in kitchen and bath remodeling with over 30 years of experience, call the pros today at 615-948-9930. That's 615-948-9930. Also now hiring. Superior Painting and Remodeling. The professionals who care.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, highs near 85. Tonight, mostly clear. 65 is the low. Thursday, sunshine, highs near 90. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows near 70. Friday, sunshine, highs near 90. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Was an article, I believe it was Glenn Gilbo down in Louisiana, I believe Baton Rouge. And he with the Advocate. He's a longtime reporter down there. Does a good job, solid job. Don't know him well, but I followed his work for years. And he had an article that said the top three candidates for the LSU job were, and I don't remember, I believe it was Bianco, it was Tim Corbin, and it was Tony Vols. Now, I've told you through the years, I don't think it's possible for a baseball school or a baseball program to hire Tim Corbin away from Vanderbilt. He has been approached by God knows who through the years, and all those advances have been thwarted. Supposedly, now, one of the approaches was from LSU back in about 05, 06. I believe in that when they hired Manarin. You guys can correct me on that. I don't have everybody's baseball lineage, but and apparently Corbin interviewed for the job and wasn't offered. They tried to set up a second interview, which he turned down. I believe that was Skip Bertman. You can correct me on that. I believe that's what I read. I think Oregon, with Phil Knight's money, I think Auburn, I think various schools have tried to hire Tim Corbin through the years, and none of them have been successful. I don't think you can seduce Tim Corbin with tradition. By the way, LSU's program and tradition in the moment, at least in the moment, isn't better than Vanderbilt's. Now, their history is, for sure. That's the Mecca. But I don't think Jim Corbin looks at it like that. I think he feels like I'm at the ultimate place that I've built now that I want to be at. I don't think you can get him. I don't think there's anything happening there. Now, with Tony Vols, that's unclear. I wouldn't shock me if he stayed. That would not be surprising at all. If they seduced him into taking over the Mecca, I don't think that'd be a big shock either. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, Tim Corbin, too. LSU was such a great job. Just get him and Tony Vols both. Just put them together. Maybe get Dave Van Horn as the third base coach. While you're at it, Tony La Russa and Bobby Cox can also be analysts. Maybe Dr. Phil will sign on as the team doctor, and Paula Deen can be the team mom. Wow. Wow. Jay Cutler's burner account. Dropping some names there. Now, I thought you were going to say Paula Deen, and she could be the team cook. But no, you're saying the team mom. Well, I guess the team mom could be the team cook, too. Jim down in Jupiter. Now, yeah, if you're down where Jim is, you need a boat. Yeah, you're going to need a boat. Says Bill, two keys to owning a boat. You better use it, and it better be in good shape. He said, my first boat was used, always had some problems. Been buying new since then and had no real issues. Love the salty note. Yeah, it's a picture of his boat, and the name of the boat is the Salty Note, as in Seminole. Salty Note. I get it. 614 Rob, Bill, when you hire gypsies to cut down trees, you get the whole clan. Hide your kids. Yeah, it was. How do I say this without being rude? How do I say this without being a snooty? It wasn't a good look. That's what I'll say. Yeah, they come up the driveway and say, hey, we're tree people. You need any tree work. I've had that happen a bunch. Had that done with the driveway, a bunch of Cajun dudes that were, I guess, living up here, moved up here. And they had that incredible Cajun accent. They were driving down the road, came up the driveway and said, hey, you need any paving done? Actually hired them too. Out of the blue. Anyways, so yeah, the tree dudes, I had a few things I needed. You always need something done, right? I mean, there's really not a day when you don't need something done. And anyways, when I hired them, yeah, and then the next thing I know, a ton of people were coming up the driveway. They just all moved in, man. They had a problem. I think they were worried. One of the worries they had is when they were hauling off everything, it was the truck and the trailer, I don't remember, did not have updated tags. So they wanted to know, like, which back streets to go down. Yeah, that was just one of the issues. I mean, the work they did was okay. I mean, I don't remember that being so bad, but yeah, not good. Perry Mason down in the orange groves of America, Bill, boy, that must have been a treat for Wilco. Alan now shows a picture of his. He goes, Bill, here is my money pit. It's his boat. It's called Scalpum. And the flag flying on the boat is a Seminole. Flag. Yeah, nice. And it looks like he's somewhere around that sandbar. Beautiful. I mean, just absolutely gorgeous over there in Florida where he's at. Yeah, I'm telling you, I think several of my kids are entertaining moving down there. I think that's going to happen. Johnny Vegas posts his boat. He said, Bill, B-O-A-T, boat stands for bust out another thousand. Like BMW stands for break my window, right? Or Ford stands for first on race day, I guess. BOAT stands for Bust Out Another Thousand. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They finally moved the damaged vehicles over to the side. It's flowing a little bit better here in Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets going westbound as you approach Gallatin Pike. Again, it's still a little bit heavy coming in through this part of Sumner County, and it's just a mess there on 40 westbound at the Mount Juliet exit from that terrible crash that happened earlier this morning. They're going to be out there inspecting that bridge all day long. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music. Log on to princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The NBA playoffs are here, and you'll be in hoops heaven betting all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. There are so many exciting matchups, and FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level because new and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. New users can get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. Plus, once you have an account, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week. And if you don't win, you'll get up to $10 back. Basketball fans, now is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. Just sign up with promo code WNSR to bet the NBA playoffs risk-free, exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with biscuits and gravy or some pimento toast, or order a Tennessee patty melt or some chicken hash for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Get into the Bill King Show. Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought. All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Bama Mark, checking in this morning as we approach hour number 3 on this Wednesday edition. Says, Bill, I had some people do some stonework, and the entire family came with small children and asked if they could have children in the basement. They started doing schoolwork in my basement, setting up shop there. I eventually had to draw the line in the sand. That's good. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, owning a boat is not cheap, that's for sure. But I would rather spend my money on the water with my family than spend it on a money pit like Travel Ball. Probably costs less for me and is a lot more fun. That's a good point. Yeah. If it comes down, you folks who have young kids, if it comes down to, let's say, a boat or a pool and or travel ball, ditch the travel ball. That'd be my advice to you. Ditch it. Out. Get out. Yeah, have fun at home. That's what I would do. 614 Rob, up in Ohio. He says, Bill, I've had a boat for 16 years. Now, wait a minute, Rob. What? Wait a minute. Folks in the South, you don't have any beach up there in Ohio. You got, Ohio is like, what's Ohio like? It's like the North Pole. It's 20 below zero in the middle of the summer up there. You can't have a boat in Ohio. I'm just kidding. Says, Bill, I've had a boat for 16 years now, and I can validate the old saying. The best 2 days in the life of a boat owner are the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Hashtag truth hurts. That was my experience with it. Perry Mason says, Bill, here's a picture of my boat. Now, Perry Mason is at the Orange Groves of America, and it's a picture of his tractor. He said, here is my boat, and it's a big green John Deere tractor. It's got the cab that's enclosed, and it's got the air conditioning in it. But Alan in Tampa can tell you all about that, too. If you're going to live down there, you have to have air conditioning in your cab. That's just a given. Jai says, Bill, here's my boat. I call it the She Got the House, and it's a little rowboat with a guy in it who's passed out, and there are beer cans everywhere in it. Empty beer cans all over this boat. He says, I call it She Got the House. Gator Brandon, Bill, boat equals break out another 1,000. Boats are the devil, Bill. And Gator Brandon is from Florida. He's from down there. Moved up here, but his home base is down, I believe, somewhere. Brandon, you've told me this before. I think it's somewhere around the Emerald Coast, is it not? You can correct my errors there. Just to kind of backfill where we've been, to kind of reset here on the show, if you will. We had on Blake Ruffino. He's down in Louisiana. And the biggest coaching news right now that's out there would be carousel-wise Tony Vols. Tony Vitello has done a remarkable 4-year job on Rocky Top. He would be the envy of most any school if he happened to be their baseball coach. His resume has ascended that fast. And there's one job open that's primary, and that's the Mecca. That is the college baseball number one slot location, LSU. That is it. LSU, by the way, folks, is a wonderful gig in any sport. LSU is a place where you can win crazy championships. You can win wild championships. Baseball is just one of them. 2019 football. I mean, you can win tons there. They've got, folks, they got 3 natties the last 20 years. 3 natties the last 20 years is crazy good. And that includes a whole bunch of years with just garbage quarterback play. Talking football, obviously. 0-3, 0-7, 0-19. And tons of garbage quarterback play through that span till they got to Joe Burrow. Anyways, baseball gig, Skip Bertman, all the tradition, all the history, etc. Paul Maneri just retiring. And there is a flirtation with Tony Vols. Tony Vols has both team by the, what can I? Can I say, Adam, is it okay to say coconuts? I think the lawyers did approve the word coconuts on the show. You can use coconuts, but you can't say Tony Vols has them by thee. You just can't. It's not appropriate. It's inappropriate here on the show. Now, I can use the word balls as in footballs, basketballs, baseballs, but not in that sentence I was trying to use. Tony Vols is going to triple his salary, if not more, whether it's Tennessee or LSU. Drives a Maserati. That's a whole lot of upkeep money for the Maserati, if you will. Yeah, he'll be okay. If he takes the Maserati to the shop, whatever they charge, it won't matter. Doesn't matter what the bill is. Hour number three coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.